Hey there, I'm Lauren, and you're listening to the Podcast Manager Show, a podcast for podcast managers. Each week, we cover the technical and tactical aspects of running a profitable podcast manager business. With over 90,000 new shows starting each month, podcast managers are in demand. I mean, in demand. And I'm here to help you land your dream clients while reaching your monthly income goals without working like crazy. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode. Hey there, welcome to this episode of the Podcast Manager Show. I'm Lauren, and in today's episode, we're talking about whether or not podcast management, the service of podcast management, is too saturated. Are there too many podcast managers now than there were a couple of years ago? We're going to dive into that question in this episode. But if this is your first time here, I wanted to give you a special welcome. And if you are coming back every single week, thank you so much. I love hearing what you guys are getting from these episodes so that I can craft future episodes based on your questions and your understanding of what we're talking about. So continue to reach out and let me know what you like and what you would want to hear from me on the show. Now, let's talk about saturation. So I remember when podcast management was really starting to evolve into a service of its own. This was probably 2018, 2019, and 2020. There was a big boom. And there was a lot of talk about how social media management was saturated and podcast management wasn't. And the funny thing is that I think you're either, it's like there's not really any in between. It's either there's, you know, it's not saturated and is this even a service, right? It's like new. Are there even people doing it? Is even like a reliable way to work with clients? Or it's saturated and everyone's doing it and there's no room for you, right? And of course, there's so much in between. So I want to talk about this question of, is podcast management saturated, in a couple of different ways? But first, I think we want to talk about numbers. So when looking at podcast stats and numbers, it's still not the easiest thing to do. You really have to dive in and look in different places and try to find the most credible sources of how many podcasts exist. So you may see places that there's between 3 and 4 million podcast shows, but many of those are not producing episodes anymore. And so I don't want to tell you, hey, there's 4 million shows out there that you could potentially work with. I mean, I guess that's true. You could bring these shows back to life and get these clients back in the game. So yeah, I guess that is a number we could talk about. But I think if we really want to be as realistic as possible, and I want to share real numbers with you and, you know, be as honest with you as possible, right? Is that if you go to Pod News, which is one of my favorite sources for podcast news. So if you go to podnews.net, they have a newsletter. And in their newsletter each day, they give you a number of how many podcasts, how many shows released a new episode in the last week. So I think that's a really specific, solid number that we can talk about when we have this conversation of, are there podcasts to work for? So in the first week of April, according to Pod News, over 200,000 shows released one episode. So they are active podcasts producing episodes the first week of April 2024. I don't think there's anything more specific than that. So we think about 200,000 shows, and we cut that number in half because, you know, they're working with, you know, big companies. It's like NPR shows or whatever. So we cut that in half to get rid of all of the podcasts that already have agencies, you know, aren't maybe looking for a podcast manager. Then we can think of 100,000 shows and remind ourselves that, hey, we're looking for a handful of podcasts to reach our monthly income goals. And so that tells you, you know, there is room for you in the podcasting world. And there are podcast clients out there looking to launch new shows next month or this year that you could also land. And we don't know how many of those people there are, right? So with those numbers in mind, those are pretty convincing that there is room for new podcast managers. But we also want to talk about the stages of podcast management. I really see three different stages in a podcast manager's journey. The beginning stage is where you're trying to land your first client and you're working at a lower rate, a lower hourly rate, and you're looking for experience. And so you're attracting a client who wants to work with someone who has less experience, but has, you know, a less expensive service. And so there's that type of podcast manager and there's that type of client. And so, you know, podcast managers, though, they get experience and they move out of that phase and they open up space for the next podcast manager who enters that space. And that podcast manager, they move up to more of a thriving business. You know, they start landing clients, they get their groove, they're, you know, continuing to increase their prices, and they're landing clients in that range where they are getting some good experience, their prices are getting higher and higher. And that client wants someone with experience, they want someone they're willing to pay for that experience. And that podcast manager is continuing to learn and grow as a podcast manager. But then that podcast manager might move into, okay, I want to start scaling my business. And so, you know, I find the price that is really good for me. And then maybe I start bringing on different editors and contractors, et cetera, to my business. And they move into the scaling phase and they attract a client who really wants someone who has a team perhaps, or has some more capabilities at their fingertips, and again, is willing to pay for that. And then that podcast manager opens up space for the podcast manager who's moving into, you know, the thriving stage. So because we're all individuals, right, and we're all learning and growing every single day, the landscape of podcast management is changing that frequently. And there's also people that realize, hey, I want to go do something different. I want to go become a podcaster. I want to, you know, create a course. And they move in different directions, which is really cool. So when we think of saturation, and I thought about this even with social media management, it's like, yeah, there can be at times a lot of people that kind of influx into a service, but then things shift around and people move in whatever direction that they're going to go, right? And when they move in different directions, it opens up spaces for new people to enter as, you know, inexperienced, but eager to learn, and then into experienced and increasing their prices and then thriving and scaling their businesses. So if you've been wondering if podcast management is too saturated, I think you want to move from that question to, is my ideal client hiring podcast managers and are they starting podcasts? Because that's going to give you an idea if this is a good way to move, or maybe you don't want to work with the ideal client that you thought you did, and you're looking for another type of client to work with, looking into that new ideal client and digging around into their world and figuring out, okay, do they hire podcast managers? Who do they hire on their teams? Why do they start podcasts? What do they think about podcasting? What do they think about hiring? And the way you do that is getting into their world. You can obviously ask people one-on-one, which is really great, doing that type of market research. But you can also get into their world and see who they're learning from and who they're networking with. And if other people who are in their industry, if they're starting podcasts, that's going to be a really great indicator on if you are going to be able to land clients as a podcast manager in that specific industry. If you look around in your world and all you see is podcast managers, that might be because that's something you're interested in. And so you've started following all these podcast managers and you think, oh my gosh, everyone is a podcast manager, right? So you're starting to feel like that, like, oh my gosh, everyone I know is a podcast manager. It's kind of funny when you think about it, because it's like, take a step out, maybe into your real life, and you realize, wait, not everyone I know is a podcast manager. But also start following people that are other types of freelancers and see like what kind of clients they're landing, and, you know, follow ideal clients. And if you find yourself kind of stuck in the podcast management world only, and it's starting to make you feel a certain way, get back out there and look at the freelancing industry as a whole and look into your clients' industry, whether, you know, that's course creators and coaches and authors, and, you know, the list goes on and on and on. Get back into their world so you can speak directly to them about what's going on in their world. And you can also get yourself out of, you know, kind of sliding into like feeling like a competitor to other podcast managers. Right now is a great time for new podcast managers to come on the scene and help clients launch new shows. They are looking for podcast managers to help them fast track this process so it doesn't take months and months for them to launch their show, and so they don't get in their head about it, and so that the podcast that they do launch is professional and checks all of the boxes of a great show. If you are considering niching down into podcast management, I would love to invite you to my free masterclass where I talk about the three mistakes that I made early on and I still see people making early on that keeps them from being profitable. You can sign up for that free masterclass at laurenwrighton.com/masterclass and join me this week so you can step into the shoes of a podcast manager and start hitting your monthly income goal. All right, that is it for this episode. Thank you so much for being here and I will talk to you in the next one. I'm so glad that you joined me for this episode. Before you go, if you want to start making $5,000 a month without taking on a million clients, I have a special masterclass that is free just for you. Go get all the information, grab your seat at laurenwrighton.com/masterclass, and I'll see you there.